People who typically have really strong amounts of willpower are harder to get free. And part of the reason why it's harder to get them free is because really the act of freedom comes through the power of surrender. And that's what marriage is really about. Is if you think about it, it's you saying, yes, I lay down my life to serve this other person. It's surrender. It's one of the greatest secrets to success in marriage is your willingness to be vulnerable, transparent, and to surrender your life over into the hands of another person for the rest of your life, or as long as you both shall live, right? That's really what marriage is serving one another.
Phenomenal followers, friends, and family. Welcome back to the Young Black Married Christian podcast. I know you fall into one of those categories. Listen, you may even fall into some of those categories, but even if you fall into none of those categories, we promise you that over the next 4 to 5 minutes, we're going to give you maybe 4 to 5 tips that will fortify the future of your marriage. Now, listen, this podcast is for people who want the best in their marriage and are looking to invest in their marriage. And so if that's you, you have come to the right place. I'm your host, LaShawn James. My wife is Doriana James. And we are all the way down here in San Antonio, Texas, working hard to make sure your spouse does not become one of your exes. Let's get started. Phenomenal family, what you are about to hear is part one of two of an interview that I did with Sean and Lynette. And so if you don't know who they are, let me just tell you this. If you were to sit down with them to get marriage counseling, it would cost you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. I actually think that they've stopped their one-on-one counseling and they really only offer it to a small select group of people, but it's very, very valuable. And so I was able to get them on the call because I told them I have at least 1,000 people on this podcast that would benefit from what they're gonna say. And so they've decided to give it to us for free. And so that's what you're going to hear, part one of two. And if you tune in next Monday, we'll drop part two of two and you'll be blessed with that as well. So please tune in. I'll let the introduction, you know, play after I get done talking. But please, please, please tune in to what they are going to say. And I'll see you on the other side. Oh, also stay to the end because, you know, if you've been on the fence about joining the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle, I have something really, really special I want to share with you. So stay to the end of this episode and I can't wait to share it with you and I'll see you at the end. What is up, Phenomenal Family? I am so happy that you are back listening today. I have some guests with you. And before you skip the introduction, I want to raise your level of expectation because I know anytime you hear a guest being introduced, sometimes you say, well, I'm just going to skip until they get to the good stuff. But please, please, I want you to listen. The guest that I have with me today, for 14 years, they've spoken to thousands of people at marriage conferences, workshops, retreats, and churches. And they've decided to take time out of their day to come and speak with us. They've spoken at conferences like the XO Marriage Conference, which if you don't know, is the largest marriage conference in the world, as well as the Lakewood Church Marriage Retreat that's in Houston, Texas, which I know a lot of people who are listening from, so a lot of you are from Houston, Texas, so you're probably familiar with that. With 17 years of pastoral experience, Sean and Lynette have a unique way of presenting truths and practical tips that help couples thrive. And again, they've decided to take time out of their day to share some of that with us. They normally are traveling. We actually just got done talking about all their travel plans. And so the fact that they are here today is something that's really, really special. And they're here today because they've written a book, Marriage in Transition, and it helps couples create connection through uncontrollable changes. They have over 250,000 views on their YouTube channel, and they provide marriage coaching there. But again, they've decided to take their time out from writing books and traveling the world and being superstars to come and sit with us. And so I want to welcome to the Phenomenal Family, I want to welcome Sean and Lynette Reed. Did I get that introduction right, Sean and Lynette?
Bravo, bravo. What's up, family?
So grateful to be on this podcast today with you, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate the love.
Awesome, awesome. So I just want to get straight into it. Tell us a little bit about this book and then maybe just share maybe your favorite ideas that made its way into the book.
Okay, so Lynette and I, about 4 years ago, this is before all the crazy, the craziness that was 2020, and all the transitions that every last one of us went through last year. So before all of that, we were already in this mindset of discussing how when we were going through times of transition, we would also have this aftermath of trauma. And even though you may move forward, you'll still live out kind of this residue of pain that comes as a result of the trauma that you've been through when you've gone through really difficult situations. And being honest, when Lynette and I first got together, I mean, we had nothing, bro.
Yeah.
We didn't have a car. We didn't have a place to live. We were staying with our parents.
We married at 18 years old.
Yeah. So we graduated high school. We got married in September. We graduated in June, married in September, had our first child in December. Okay, of 1998. So you want to talk about transitioning. We moved from being teenagers in high school, thinking about prom, to being parents. Within 3 years, we would move to two other cities. And so we had lived in three different cities within 3 years. And by the third year, we had three kids.
Yeah.
And so we know a little bit about transitions.
Yeah.
And so what would happen was we realized these tough times, they come and they test your togetherness. And if you all aren't in sync with what you feel and what you're experiencing through difficult seasons, and if you all aren't on the same page with how you'll address the tough seasons, then those difficult times will test your togetherness. And what you'll find is you guys may be at odds with one another, not necessarily over the past issue, but because the past issue shaped your perspective of one another, when you move into a similar situation in the future, all of a sudden it's like it'll trigger something within you about what you picked up on them in the last season. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is you end up in a relational cycle of dysfunction, where basically you keep going through the same old season, even though you're going through a different circumstance.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then we end up getting caught up in the circumstance, tit for tat, horrible, you know, conversation and all that. And what's being neglected is the journey to establish your family's legacy.
Yeah.
You're never getting to a point to where you're dreaming. You're thinking about vacationing. You're thinking about the things that you're going to leave, not only in the hands of your children, but then also in the hearts of your children. Mm-hmm. And so we end up getting caught up in the cycle, and our legacy is being being lost.
So
I want Phenomenal Family, I really, really hope you're listening. This is just the introduction, and they've already dropped so many gems. Number one, they talked about transitions, right? Transitions that can cause trauma. And many of you know, for the guys out there who play sports, transitions are one of the most vulnerable places in any sports game. If there's a turnover or an interception, you are so vulnerable for the attack of the enemy because you're in a transition. Your defense isn't set up. There's something that has moved and you're not used to this new position. For the people out there who don't play sports, but they listen to the Bible, think of Joseph, right? When Joseph was under one king, everything was good and people were growing and he was safe. When there was a transition in leadership, a lot of things had to change and move. And so for many of you out there who are listening and you say, I don't know if I'm going through a transition, just ask yourself, do you have a new child on the way? Do you have a new job on the way? Are you moving to another city? Are you transitioning from being single to now dating, or from dating to engaged? Because that's a whole transition. And then from the engaged period to the marriage period is a transition. Are you moving into the same place together? So I really hope that if you're listening, you know that this is valuable information for you. The second thing they said is that it's tough. The toughness can test the togetherness of your relationship, which is, I think that's really good. A lot of people don't understand that marriages don't fail because they have a lot of problems. Marriages fail because they don't have a way of handling those problems. And so that's why I have Pastor Sean and Lynette Reed here today to help coach us through what it means to navigate through a transition. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, but I love that idea of transitions that can lead to trauma. I also was listening to your Instagram, and you gave an analogy of an earthquake and a building. Do you remember that? Can you share a little bit about that? Because I think everyone needs to hear that.
Yeah. What we wrote about in the first chapter, we call the first chapter Earthquakes in the Aftermath, because there are these things that hit you in life like an earthquake. And then you also have the aftershock of the situations and circumstances that you've gone through. Well, earthquakes happen when you have these tectonic plates that are grinding against one another or pulling apart from one another, which tends to happen within relationships. We're not seeing eye to eye, so we rub each other the wrong way and going in opposing directions. And then the other times we fall apart. Basically, we're pulling away from each other because we just can't seem to find points of agreement. And people will call that falling out of love or irreconcilable differences. And what happens is it could be a small fracture within the Earth's crust, a small one, hairline fractures, but it can erupt and things begin to shake above ground because of the brokenness below. And so the goal is not just to move on and to escape your current predicament. This is so important. It's not just about getting out of your current problem. It's about leaving the past in a healthy manner and having a healthy relationship between one another, which means you have to process your emotions. Mm-hmm. You have to process your plans together, and a husband and a wife need to be absolutely healthy as they move forward out of that problem. Because if they're not, what'll happen is their problem will become a pattern, and that pattern will be a pattern of dysfunction. And that becomes then the identity of the couple. And this is where we...
That's what I was about to say. That's what happened to us. Yeah. You know, we, going through transitions, sometimes we would respond out of the past, but we didn't recognize that, you know? So he would do something that ultimately triggered me, triggered a response, but my response wasn't off of the current situation. It was that brokenness below that I didn't deal with, mm-hmm. with the first issue. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, not having, you know, most people didn't grow up addressing your emotions, you know, talking about your emotions.
I know we didn't.
We didn't. And so by the time you hit your marriage and you're in these, you know, tough situations, you blow up by yourself, or you blow up in front of your spouse, or you keep those emotions inside, and it's not really getting to the root of the problem. And so you end up burying it, mm-hmm. never addressing it. You may be calm for the meantime, mm-hmm. but it's almost like a little ticking time bomb that if he does something the wrong way, says something the wrong way, you're actually being triggered, not on that current issue, but one from the past.
Yeah. So one of the things that we like to say to that, because someone may be listening and they're like, all right, we kind of get it, but what do we do? And one of the things is you have to be willing to be vulnerable. And I think that this is why it was so difficult for me to receive emotional health. People who typically have really strong amounts of willpower are harder to get free. And part of the reason why it's harder to get them free is because really the act of freedom comes through the power of surrender. And that's what marriage is really about. Is if you think about it, it's you saying, yes, I lay down my life to serve this other person. It's surrender. It's one of the greatest secrets to success in marriage is your willingness to be vulnerable, transparent, and to surrender your life over into the hands of another person for the rest of your life, or as long as you both shall live, right? That's really what marriage is serving one another. But when I'm hurt, typically I focus on my own selfish pain. My selfishness gets in the way. And when a relationship crosses that line of two self-centered people, then they've forgotten about us. It's all about I. And when it's about I, it's about me and mine. And I'm going to protect me. I will defend me. I'll defend my thoughts, my emotions, my way to handle and navigate the problems that we see. And at that point, it's a house divided, and we know a house divided against itself cannot stand. So really the key to coming out together is to get to a point to where we're willing to surrender to the fact that they are processing pain in a way that may not be the same as myself. They may be in a point where they're just shocked because you're going through, oh, dang, we're pregnant, right? Whereas the other person is already in the next chapter and they're like, all right, what do we do about the pregnancy, right? One person may be struggling with the fact that they just lost their job. And the other person is like, all right, apply for the next one. and the other person's kind of...
We're on two different pages.
Yeah. And so we're stuck in processing, mm-hmm. and we may be processing in different methods. And so it's very important that we come back to center and say, well, baby, how do you feel about that? What is it that you're thinking while we're going through this? And don't say that sarcastically either, but you know, what do you think? You know what I mean? But more so, what is it that you feel, and how do you see this current situation that we're in? And you guys begin to work together with some transparency and honesty about where you are and what you're sensing.
And when you do that, when you come to the table to get an understanding where the other person may be, one person may slow down and then the other person may speed up, mm-hmm. but essentially you end up on the same page,
right?
You know, and what one person may need some grace, another person may need some more encouragement, mm-hmm. but you know, we neglect what we need because we're not really willing to articulate what mm-hmm. we need.
Yeah.
So, wow, phenomenal family. I'm taking notes like crazy here. I really hope you're hearing the jewels that they are dropping. And just to reiterate again, you know, these people get paid thousands of dollars to stand on stage and share some of what they're sharing today. So I really need you to be taking notes. So I'm going to recap just some of the gems that they dropped. Number one, you don't just need to get through your current situation. You need to heal. Right. Another way of saying that is you don't just want to go through it. You need to grow through it. We're not just trying to bury things underneath the sand and hope that we can continue to build on the shaky foundation. If you are building a house on a fault line, you guys got to discuss that. You don't want to make a 10-year marriage investment building a mansion on a fault line that you could have healed through. And if you do that, your problem becomes a pattern. Your problem can become a pattern. And they also talked about dealing with not just the fruit, but the root of the issue, actually getting down to what's happening instead of dealing with just the results or just the fruit of the misunderstanding or that fault line or that tremor that we talked about. Action step number one, need to be vulnerable, need to be transparent. We need to surrender. And then we talked about how the spouse processes pain differently. And so as you're going through these transitions, you know, you may be someone who's more task oriented or more feeling oriented or however you process pain or however you process transitions, it's different than your spouse. It's different. It's not wrong. It's just different. What's up, phenomenal family? I really hope you're enjoying this interview that we're doing with Pastor Sean and Lynette, and I hope you're taking notes and writing down some valuable content. I hope that God is speaking to you through them and through the conversation that we're having. I wanted to take a quick second to remind you of a gift that we are giving out, and it's based on our sponsor for the podcast called The Forgiven Podcast. And so we actually partnered with them. They're sponsoring, they're helping pay for the content that we are pushing out to you. And in response, they just wanted us to share a little bit about what they do. And so really quickly, I'll tell you about the gift that we're going to give out. The Forgiven Podcast is an audio drama. And if you subscribe to their podcast by clicking the link in the episode notes, we'll actually give you a free gift, right? We're trying to bribe you to surround yourself with things that stir your affections for Jesus. And so we're not pushing Herbalife. We're not pushing all these other weird products. We partner with Christian organizations and just organizations that we believe are going to move your life forward. And so on Sundays, they're dropping Bible verses and gospel music. On Mondays, they drop what's called the audio drama episodes. And that's where they go through and they retell the stories of David, the stories of Samson, the story of Joseph. And it sounds a lot like those, you know, murder mystery podcasts where you're really following along and listening. But it's not just them reading through the Bible. They've actually recast and kind of rewritten these stories. They keep the biblical integrity there. But they've updated the names. And so it's just a really fun way to listen to it. It's like VeggieTales for adults, you know, when they redo those Bible stories in a way that you actually care about watching. And so if you're a Bible nerd, you're going to love it because you're going to notice the little things that they've written into the script that kind of match up biblically with what you've read. If you're not so much of a Bible nerd, but you do love biblical stories, you're going to love it because it's set in a new updated setting that you're going to really love enjoying. So they drop those on Mondays and then Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Fridays, they have so many other things that they're dropping, like affirmations and sermonettes and conversations. But those audio dramas on Monday are going to be the best thing. So click the link in the episode notes and I'll show you how to get your gift for subscribing to the Forgiven Podcast. And listen, please stay to the end of this episode because we are giving away another gift for those people who are really on the fence about joining the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle. There's something really special I want to share with you. So, all right, let's get back into this interview with Pastor Sean and Lynette.
And on that, most times, not always, you know, so I don't like broad generalizations, but most times we are attracted to someone who is opposite of us in style and way of thinking. There are very few couples that I've met where the husband and wife are like, yeah, you were thinking exactly what I was thinking. We thought it the same way and we like the same food and we like going to the same places and doing everything the same. Most people are attracted to someone who is usually opposite of them in a lot of ways. And so typically when we're going through, my wife, for instance, when we were processing difficult circumstances that we were going through, she would always look to the past. And her go-to was to get context about the next decision. So she's very context-oriented person. If you're familiar with StrengthsFinders, that's one of her top strengths. One of my top strengths is futuristic. So I'm all about dreaming about tomorrow. I'm about let's just move on. Let's move forward. And so every time I would think to move forward from the problem, she would come with like a pen and just kind of pop my balloon of the dream to say, well, what about this? And don't you remember when this happened? And in my mind, I began to believe that she was my enemy because she kept popping my dreams. And the truth was, she was one of the greatest gifts God gave me for good success for our family legacy, because in us meeting together, she was helping me to get to a point to where we say, okay, have you learned some lessons from the past dreams, mm-hmm. right? That were, that would equip you to now move forward into the next chapter.
What is up, Phenomenal Family? I really hope you like part one of that interview. And if you are inside of the inner circle, here's what you are going to get this week. Number one, you're going to get the ad-free version of this podcast, and you actually get the podcast that we're going to drop next week. You're going to get that right now, today. All right, so just click the link in the episode notes and you'll get access to all of that. Also, we're meeting up this weekend. I know, that's crazy, right? We're meeting up this Friday and this Saturday. We're going to do Friday at 9 p.m., Saturday at 9 a.m. So for those of you who can't make it to one, you can make it to the other, or you can do both. And so if you click the link to the episode notes, you'll get access to the information to kind of log in to that. If you're on a trial right now, because a lot of you have joined because it's a 14-day free trial, and why not? Because it just makes total sense. No credit card required. You just sign up. If you're on a trial, make sure you put your card information in so that you don't get locked out, so you don't miss any of the upcoming meetups that we're doing or the information that we are putting out. And so if you say, hey, I want to take this trial to the next level and I actually want to invest in what they're doing, then please do that. If you are not part of the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle, all right, here's what you're going to get when you log on. And again, it's absolutely free, no credit card required, 14-day free trial. And what we're doing is we're trying to give more things away than what you pay for in most other organizations, right? By joining the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle, you're getting access to over 100 exclusive posts. That's premium episodes, that's videos, that's quizzes, that's PDFs, that's courses that we've created, blog posts, behind the scenes photos of our family. It's valued at over $125 because we normally sell all these courses. We normally sell their premium episodes. We sell our time and things like that, but we're actually giving all that away to the people who are inside of the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle. And that's because we're on a mission to save 10,000 people from average marriages. And I don't know if you guys know this, but every single day, our content reaches about 608 people, right? That's about 15,000 people on Instagram. That's about 5,000 people on the podcast. And so when you add it all up together, that's about 608 people every single day. And so when you invest in us, you're actually investing not only in yourself, but also in making sure this content continues to go out to other people. If you choose to join, it's only $5 a month and you can cancel anytime. So, I mean, that's another reason. But lastly, time is of the essence because we don't know how much of this content will be available forever. And when it's gone, listen, it's gone. So if you haven't joined the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle, please, 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 I'll leave a link below so that you can click on that. Join the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle, get access to the premium episodes, join us on either Friday or Saturday so that we can talk and chat. I have a small little teaching and then maybe just a back and forth Q&A session. But if you're part of the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle already, you can go ahead and let me know what questions you want answered during that time of us hanging out together. And I can't wait to see you all kind of face to face virtually. Eventually, these meetings will go physical, but for now, they're going to stay virtual until we can get a kind of a location where everyone can meet together and we can hang out. All right, guys, I will see you in the inner circle. Remember, the people who want the best in their marriage invest in their marriage. So let's make the investment. See you guys in the inner circle. Love you guys. Bye.